I've been in contact with Irish Water for a good while now, and with, more importantly, and with local residents. Residents have requested a meeting between the interested parties in relation to the sewer treatment plant in Dunloe, in relation to the sewer treatment plant itself, but very much so in relation to the roads. There's been an ongoing issue with the roads. Remember last summer, we blocked off the entrance to the site, and where we were given promises by the company that the works on the road would commence this April, May. But unfortunately, here we are going into the second week of September 2016, and we haven't seen any work starting. There's been a meeting now organised between Irish Water and councillors this tomorrow at 3 o'clock, a workshop. And to be honest with you, I'm not happy about that, because I believe that the first meeting should have taken place between the interest parties and the residents, and putting the residents' needs forward. But yet, it's good, I suppose, for the public to hear what's going on down the sewer treatment plant. There has been rumours about sinking pipes and leakage, and I think it's really important that we find out the truth that's going on here. I spoke to project manager a number of times, Kofi-san, who have told me that there are no issues at the sewer treatment plant, and hopefully that is will be what they'll be telling us now tomorrow. But that says, I believe that the residents should have been put to the forefront, and that they should have been met first, not to be arranging meetings after with local councillors and then with the residents. Residents are the important ones here. They're the ones that drive up and down that road every day. They're the ones who are having broken springs and broken shocks, not us, the councillors.
But perhaps this private meeting would, it can be argued, maybe fare better in that if this takes place first, then the public may be better informed then thereafter.
Well, at the end of the day, it's the public who are paying for this here, and I believe it's in the public's interest that these meetings should be open and transparent and not held in private. I also believe that this is what happens when you privatise something. Here we are, a situation where the group, the sewer treatment plant, has been privatised. It's going to be run for a good number of years by the one company instead of the state building this year, and council workers themselves running this, who are more than capable of doing this. Again, where we have a situation where Irish Water are based somewhere else in the state instead of locally, like what we had, the situation with the council who ran the water services and sewer services, and this is not a good functioning way where people don't have access to officials on a regular basis instead of having to ask somebody to travel such a distance just to meet us. I don't believe this is the way that local government should be working.